better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yeah, good evening, good evening. I'm here. Well, we survived another weekend as well as another week, another primary or so, and, well, we're back. And it's good to be back with you, ladies and gentlemen, and discuss many of the things that obviously are on the minds of the people. And one of the things, I guess, that's on the minds of people is, you know, just exactly what all of this primary mess means. And I'm wondering what you think it means. And I haven't figured it out yet, to be honest with you. I really haven't figured this whole thing out as far as what the significance is. I was just telling somebody today that, you know, the enemy that we face today in politics here is the, I believe, is this illusion of a two-party system. And to the extent that men like Ron Paul are part of the two-party system or part of the Republican Party, there is a continuation of that delusion. There really is. There is no competition for ideas, and there is no true alternative. And unfortunately, the reality is that most Americans are still not prepared to deal with an independent vote or an independent president. And yet we've had independents all throughout our history. And after the formation of this Republican Party, it really was a party formed in sin, as far as I'm concerned, out of what happened in the War of the Confederacy, you know, we have the Democratic Party and the Republican Party has won today. And ever since the early part of the 20th century, the same people control both parties. Yes, indeed. So here we are in the 21st century, and we're still mulling over the same old rules. We've changed them a little bit, tweaked them a little bit. The primary system has been altered and changed since I used to pay attention in school, and yet the result is just the same. It's the same nonsense. It's the same false appeal. It's the same political dance that's being done. Nothing has changed at all, except, if anything, it's worse. And then we have the day today, which is another holiday, another needless holiday, another waste of money, another waste for America. And yet, here they are again, the politicians out pandering for votes, just as they were 75 years ago. And many of them, of course, are doing the exact opposite today as they would have done 75 years ago. So they would have been marching with the Ku Klux Klan, and now they are marching with the NAACP and their puppeteers. So, you know, it's politics. It's politics, ladies and gentlemen. And to the extent that men like Dr. Paul feel they have to try to cash in on it too, well, that's part of the game. Part of the game is that we exploit the resources we have and not the resources we don't have. Now, that's a paraphrase on something recently, isn't it? On the war? Huh? Wasn't it Rummy that said something like that? You go to war with the weapons you have and not the weapons you don't. Well, essentially, it's the same thing in politics. Truthfully, it hasn't changed very much, has it? But I'd like to get tonight your input on this open forum program of Uncensored Radio Free America. And we'll mull it over and much more in between. There are other issues I want to get into here. So feel free to talk about it. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
And we're back now. I can say it, that's for sure. You know, there was an article in the papers today in my area dealing with the machinery, the voting machinery that we have in my state. And, you know, it's not touchscreen voting, but you have companies that are involved in designing the machinery like ESNS, companies like that, and different types of machinery. Optical scan that we have machines now that are older. And yet some of those older machines are a little bit more dependable than some of the new ones. And many of them, though, do not meet the standards set forth in the various states and the election board having to do with reliability or integrity. I'm going to have back on the program Kurt Hyde very shortly, and perhaps this week maybe, who, of course, that's his specialty. He was an election judge, and he's followed the elections and the process of the various forms of screening and voting since the 1970s and 80s. And we've had him on before, He's not very happy with what we are seeing here in this federal involvement in the election process. It's worse now than really it ever was since 2000. And here we are again with a Florida primary looming and the South Carolina primary behind us. And look at the forces that are marshaling behind McCain. The New York Times and all of the major media publications that are telling us once again who we can vote for and who we shouldn't consider. So it's no surprise that we find huge disparities now between votes on the Diebold machines and the actual hand count tallies that have begun to emerge from the New Hampshire recount. With Hillary, of course, gaining the most from over 100 uncounted for votes in one county. That county really has to do with in one ward, and that's Manchester Ward. Interesting indeed. Of course, Manchester, you know, is a community that really is not a very well-to-do community, basically. And Manchester is an old mill community in New Hampshire. There are still a lot of blue-collar people who live there. And Ron Paul has done far better in communities like Manchester than, of course, he was given credit for. So now we're beginning to find some of the missing links that have not been fully tabulated yet. And the, for instance, the 500 or so ballots in Stratham, New Hampshire, that were not read by Diebold, and they were rejected as blank ballots, among others. And we've had some of the cards that have been used in the primary system there, these machines that have been totally vulnerable to hacking and can indeed account for the missing votes, as we say, the missing links. So we're continuing to digest all of this and ask the question, is Ron Paul's candidacy over? Is it done before it starts? And is he going to take on an independent candidacy? And would that do anything? I don't believe it's over, and I wouldn't throw in the hat at all, not at all. But I did say right from the beginning that indeed when you're dealing with criminals at the very apex of this symmetry here of government, they're going to stop at nothing at their disposal to get people out of the way that they don't want in the race. And they're going to make sure that your voice is silenced one way or another. The whole system, ladies and gentlemen, the whole system is thoroughly corrupt, thoroughly, from top to bottom. And I believe most of my listeners, most of you out there can agree to that. You can see that. There's no question from the very media that are part and parcel of this whole new world order, the globalist media, which are still running interference for George Bush and Dick Cheney and keeping the real Bush and Cheney out of reach of the American mind vis-a-vis what happened in Canada just this past year, last year, Mexico, and in Texas in 2005 with a meeting of the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership, you see? Oh, they know what they're doing. Make no mistake about it. We're just the little goyim. We're little puppets on a string. You remember the film way back in the early 70s, Puppet on a String? Puppet on a Chain was the actual title of the movie. Well, of course, that was an Alistair MacLean novel, and that was basically dealing with the whole business of drugs and people that are dependent upon drugs, narcotics, and so forth. Well, here we are. The drug today, of course, is the media. The media itself, the major metropolitan megalomaniacal media, which are indeed in control of the minds of the American public. They decide what is legitimate conversation. They decide what is not legitimate conversation. So today we find all of the politicians, all of the biggies, yes, all of them, sitting around and all preparing to jump in on the Dr. King bandwagon. That's the big one. How can we capitalize on Dr. King and his, quote, record of achievement before his untimely death? And maybe make some cash out of this, some political capital out of this. How can we do it? Well, of course, they never stop thinking of ways to do that. And then the media come along and say, look at the whites in Jena, Arkansas, and look at what they're doing there. And as a result of the rioting that took place this past year. Well, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we are prey for the media. Well, of course, they honored both Martin Luther King and General Lee in Arkansas today, as a matter of fact. So those are just a couple of instances of the manipulation of our minds. And in the campaigns, Mr. Clinton and Obama, of course, Mrs. Clinton and Obama engage in bitter debates. And Bill Clinton, of course, is the linchpin of this. Baby Bill and Monica out front. I mean, it might as well be Monica Lewinsky, because you know and I know what's really going on behind the scenes. And we have Mr. Obama, whatever, fighting back against Mr. Clinton. And then we have this purported video from Osama. Osama, not Obama, but Osama's son, telling us that Dad better behave. That Daddy is not nice when he kills civilians, supposedly. And he's behind all of the terrorism that we are reminded of each and every day. And then Osama himself responds with his video. Yes, and telling us that he's got a message for Iraq and for poor little innocent defenseless Israel. Oh, my. More of the same, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it, huh? More and more propaganda for us. So, I can tell you from first-hand experience that even in the most strange of places politically, the Ron Paul signs are up. They're everywhere. The banners are still hanging, and new ones are adjoining older ones all across the interstate highways where I live. Ron Paul for president. Bumper stickers everywhere. My primary system in my state will not be had until March 3rd, which is still a little bit of time away. Now, it remains to be seen what will happen in these machines and what will happen in this primary here where I come from. But I can tell you, as you've already seen now in various states, you've seen the handwriting on the wall. Ron Paul can dismiss it if he wishes, and he himself can maintain an aura of respectability, if you will, by saying we have a tremendous, tremendous increase in votes in these primaries, and my votes have been diluted. I think I know better than that, though. I think I really do. And I don't expect Ron Paul to have to come out and look like the, you know, the sore loser, the sour grapes man that indeed the media would like him to look like. That's not what he's all about either. I understand that. I perfectly do. But meanwhile, while all of this is going on and Rome is burning at the seams, and we are seeing the fires ignited, we note that the economy, of course, is now occupying center stage. And this is an orchestration, my friends, if ever there was one. Why, all of a sudden, at the beginning of the year now, we are now, in this election year, coming to the realization that we may be in a recession. And, of course, tomorrow night, I'm going to have on Robbie Noel on the program, in place of Bob Chapman, who was just here a week ago, to try to fill in some gaps for us here as well with regard to the, quote, economy. People need to know much more than they're being told by the establishment media. Well, I heard a fellow the other day. I heard a guy say, hey, oil's going to go way down now, ladies and gentlemen, way down. way below 90, 89, $85 a barrel. Happy days are here again. Well, whoop-de-doo. Oh, my. He doesn't know what he's in store for, does he? All right, Rick Adams with you, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back, and we'll take calls throughout the program. Stay with me and support republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, the son of the most wanted man in the world spoke to CNN yesterday in a quiet middle-class suburb about an hour outside of Cairo. Omar Ben Laden, who works as a contractor, said he is taking and speaking publicly now, taking the opportunity to talk publicly because he wants an end to the violence that his father has inspired, violence that has killed innocent civilians in a spate of attacks around the world, they tell us. Well, he says, I try and say to my father, try to find another way to help or find your goal. This bomb, this weapons, it's not going to be of use for anyone, he said, in English, learned in recent months from his British wife. Now, that's pretty darn good, if you ask me. That is good, yes. He said, now, to CNN, that as far as he's concerned, he said, Muslims and people in the Arabic world can find a better way to express themselves than the way that his father has advised. They too say, my father should change his way, he said. Now, he hasn't spoken to his father, he says, since 2000, when he walked away from an Al-Qaeda training camp in Afghanistan with his father's blessings. He said he had no idea where his father is, but he's confident he will never be caught because locals support him. Asked if his father might be living along the Afghan-Pakistan border, he said maybe, maybe not. Either way, the people there are different. They don't care about the government, he says. That's very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Not because it's anything new, but it's interesting that, of course, in this election year and at this particular time, that we are being entreated to more of the same pulp that we have been entreated for and from and by the likes of CNN and Fox and all of the other media as well, as a matter of fact. But while we're in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we do get back to the reason. The reason why this worldwide war against terrorism and all of the minions of the political spectrum that are out there running for office telling us Ron Paul is too old-fashioned, too freedom-loving, too independent to be a presidential contender. Why we need to continue to chase Osama around the globe. We once again need only look to that poor little innocent, tiny, defenseless nation in the Middle East called Israel and what they have been doing again, supposedly in the name of defense in Gaza, has once again given me reason to speak out. And we're told the United Nations, that impotent body of gargoyles, slams Israel and its war crimes. Well, these are, in fact, crimes of war. There's no question about it. Shutting off electricity and power and bombing raids conducted every single day by the government against innocent civilians, because the democratically elected government there wants Israel off of its land. That's what it comes down to. Similarly, which what we, of course, have done here in the United States. We want independence from colonialists. We want independence from all forms of hegemonists and occupiers. And then, of course, we fight back. We're called freedom fighters. Here in Palestine, in the Gaza Strip, the freedom fighters are called terrorists. Yes, women and children too. While the Israeli killers and leaders who order the killing are known to have tears in their eyes when they send missiles repeatedly at dense civilian areas, Israeli war crimes might appear like systematic or bad, or like a deliberate collective starvation of 1.5 million people, by the way, in this campaign of ethnic cleansing. But all we hear about is Israel is defending itself, finds no other way but to kill and starve and commit war crimes against whole groups of people. Now, that's what they accused the Nazis of doing during World War II. And they said that they were singled out as a group wherever the German army went. And now, of course, 60-something years later, we find out Mr. Roosevelt's good buddies, the Bolshevik army, did most of the killing, and most of them, that is the victims, were not Jews. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. 800-313-9443 is our number.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Hey, are you in good health, by the way? Well, if not, RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract can help. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular health, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells, the basic unit of life. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at www.hbextract.com or give them a call. 866-295-5305. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that simple. Now, before we get to the phones, just to continue for a moment on this UN rights official slamming a cowardly Israeli war crime in Gaza. It's a story, of course, of John Dugard, UN Special Rapporteur on the human rights situation in the Palestinian territories. He slammed the killing of Palestinians in other attacks and the closing of border crossings. The killing, quote, "The killing of some 40 Palestinians in Gaza in the past week, the targeting of a government office near a wedding party venue with what must have been foreseen loss of life and injury to many civilians, and the closure of all crossings into Gaza raise very serious questions about Israel's respect for international law and its commitment to the peace process," Dugard said. "Recent action violates the string prohibition of collective punishment contained in the Fourth Geneva Convention." Oh my, do you think these buzzards really care about the Fourth or Third or Sixth or Eighth Geneva Convention yet to come? Do you really think they care when they have the world wrapped around their fingers? They have these dumb politicians in Washington and these Washington presidential wannabes wrapped totally around their little hands that yank the chains and the strings and the ropes that jerk the heads back and forth of the Hillarys and the Obamas. Maybe the Osamas, huh? And, yes, the McCains, the sons of Cain. My friend, that is why they laugh all the way to the slaughterhouse. And they know they can get away with it because they own the United States. And when Ron Paul comes along and he makes an issue of it, and he says, "Look, I'm not even taking sides. The only side I'm taking is that of America and independence and mind your own business and non-interventionism." He is attacked because he is the threat. His message is the threat that frightens these criminals and buzzards to the core, sends them running. What if the American people wake up and say, "Yes, no more of this nonsense"? Why, we'd be cut off. We wouldn't be able to suck the life out of America, would we? We wouldn't be able to dangle the world on a string now, would we? And that's the message. That is the message. All right, I've talked enough. Let me go to the phones now at 1-800-313-9443. And Danny in Houston is first up now. Hello, Danny.
Yes, sir. Hey, Rick. Great show as usual. See, I was a friend of Gene Smith.
Yes.
So thank you to him, for he was a great guy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been thinking about Gene and received calls about him. We've done a few interviews, as you know, I guess the last year and a half or so, just about, maybe year and a quarter. And they're on the archives of RBN. If people are on the Internet, they can go to our archives and look them up and see how many times Gene was a guest on our show, particularly in the last 6 months or 8 months. And they can hear those programs. They can hear them. I'd like to just download them and put them on my own, CD and have them, so that I can share them myself. But people can do that. People who are adept at doing it and who are on the Internet can and should do that, by the way, because they're very priceless and I think they're very beholden and very important to keep. And by the way, his son-in-law is going to be, I believe, taking over what he has begun. So we look forward to a time when he can guest on this show as well, you know.
His wife and son were killed in a fire years ago.
First wife, yeah. His wife, yes, I'm sorry.
Son,
he only had one, I believe. I didn't know too much about his personal life, to be honest.
His wife and son both were killed in a fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, on your show about what's left to save, what's left of our, what's to save of, there's a website I started called closetheborderandnow.com, and it's on the RBN list of websites, and the second one from the top, I think. And it needs a lot of work, but according to some constitutional attorneys, and I've been on your show, I forgot, they said that really the only hope we have left, which is a very, very fine hope, it's not a hopeless hope, is in the First Amendment of the Constitution, right, petition to government, when it appears the founding fathers were so intelligent and incredible and inspired, they actually rigged it away where even if the Supreme Court and House and Senate and White House get taken over by thugs and traitors, mm-hmm. we can still keep control of our country by petitioning the government. It's never happened, apparently. I mean, the leprechaun, you know, tried to do it. He got the news, and then he had a website to close the border. And John Birchsey has briefly talked about it, but hadn't really gone through with it, which I think is sad. But we can petition all the noise and work we've done for John, for Ron Paul, that could be done for closing the website. Like if you start wanting to close the border, I mean, we could take over the country by using the right to petition the government. That's all we have left, I think. Because mm-hmm. no political party is going anywhere. They'll
well,
take it over.
That's true, but you know, it's easier said than done. It's easier said than done, Dan, because, as you know, the whole problem with this country is the legal system, or should I say the illegal system?
Yeah,
and
the legal system.
Right. I mean, the courts themselves are the means of bringing about revolution. And this is why when Roosevelt packed the court, eventually got through his scheme, basically, of loading the court down with people who were enemies of the Constitution, then you knew that right then and there, that's where the ball game was in the courts. And unless you have a court system that is honest and legal and recognizing the Constitution, you're not going to go anywhere with those petitions, because right now we're seeing the effect of the collusion of the branches of the government between the executive, the Congress, and to some extent the courts themselves. Now, it's not entirely that way, but unfortunately, far too often it is, because power begets power, doesn't it?
I'm sure that's true.
They want more power, and they don't like giving up the power they've accumulated through equity law, or through equity and judicial equity over the years. And so I'll be honest with you, perfectly honest, these are all fine intentions and all fine ways of redressing the government. But in the end, don't overlook the reality of them forcing the system down to the third box in the voting machine. And you know what that box is.
Well, the voting machine is a bunch of nonsense in the first place. My wife had gone to primaries for years, and before they had the machine, they'd take the box somewhere and stick it in some garage. Who knows what happened to it between midnight and sunup. I mean, the whole thing's absurd. Of course, the voting machine is about as dumb as you can get. I mean, mm-hmm. you'd remotely trust an electronic machine, to be honest, and it's rigged. But, I mean, voting's just it's nuts. I mean, I don't know how anybody even remotely thinks it's anything honest about it. Ever.
Well, that's why the third box, of course, is the cartridge box, and ultimately that was the way the colonies came into being and were formed, and ultimately I don't see any avoiding the fact that it's going to go that way again. Do you?
No, I think you're wrong, Rick. They'll shoot us down like dogs and have fun doing it. we don't have the firepower to stand up to them.
Well, that, I didn't say we did, but I'm just saying that it will descend to that point.
Well, what I think is that the guy doesn't want us to go out there and kill the street and leave our children without parents. And, mm-hmm. I mean, the second coming is what it's all about. You know, this God came in the twinkling of an eye, there's no flesh to be saved alive, and that's where we are.
Ah, there you go. I agree. I'm with you all the way, and I'm trying to do... What's that?
I wish I could talk you into going to petition. I think guys like you and Ron Paul get together, you could start a petition, and we could petition the government and outnumber them and take over. I really think
the
Constitution, the First Amendment, law,
yeah.
we could.
Even that, though, Dan, is naive on our part, because it's not really a matter of individuals. It's a matter of thoughts and deeds and the intent of the heart. I mean, America, well, you remember the quotation from Alexis de Tocqueville, right? And he looked at America from France and said, America is great because America is good. And when America ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. And that's where we are today. We've lost the moral good. The moral good has been replaced with rot. Unfortunately, that is what has happened. We are a nation preoccupied with self-abasement, materialism, and a total divorcement from the Creator. That's why we're in the mess that we're in, isn't it?
No, the family is being destroyed by TV, that's for sure. I think that.
Well, these are all factors. They're all factors, no question about that. But that's the solution. You see, the solution ultimately is not a political solution, but a spiritual solution, isn't it?
Yes, sir, and I'd like to say one thing. I am a Mormon, and I hate to be on my soapbox and be a fanatic when I look that way, but I don't have any other group that supports families any remotely as closely as the Mormons do. My wife said she'd be divorced if she had married a Mormon, that being me. I think I'd be divorced if I was a Mormon because I married her. All my cousins are divorced. I mean, I really think that the Catholics have been infiltrating the Methodist Church, and they've taken over the Episcopalian Church. That's why they may accept homosexuality. I mean, that's just a bald-faced fact. The Pope is telling the Mexicans to come up here and take this country. He's told them to. And our country was founded because we stood up to the Catholics and came here and started our own way of life without Catholics being able to make it a thing of the devil. And the only reason the Catholics are here is they snuck in here pretending to be Presbyterians back in back in George Washington's day. I mean, that's what I think. We got to get it, and the Catholics and the Jews are just as much a thing of evil as anybody can possibly get in the first and the second place. And I think all that's left is the Mormon religion. I'm serious. It's the only one they can't take over from the inside if you have all their Protestant churches. And they work out the churches, Jews, simply sneaking into Protestant churches and taking them over, stealing their money and their land and building. And my wife works for a Lutheran preacher. He wants to be Lutheran Missouri Synod, not Lutheran ECLA. Mm-hmm. They split in the 50s by the millions here in the United States alone, not to mention the world. And they told him if he stays ECLA, he has retirement. If he goes Missouri Synod part of the church, he'll lose his retirement. And it's the same thing through the Episcopalian churches all over Houston. The preachers there, they're taking over the land, the building zone, taking over the bank account. They're telling people in the Presbyterian church, if you stay at the USA, you got your retirement. If you go to the Presbyterian church at PCA, we split off from them about the millions of years ago in the phone book, they'll lose their retirement. I mean, and people don't even know this about what's happened to our churches. They don't have a clue unless they're part of the very few.
Well, you know why? Because once again, it comes down to those Section 501 C3 churches. They're government corporations. They're not churches. That's why.
Amen to that, especially the Roman Catholic Church churches.
Well, you see, all your churches today, I would say just about all but a handful are government-created churches. They live by the tax code, and that means they're corporations. They're not churches. I mean, they're not assemblies of God. They're not the fellowship of the body. What they are simply is government-created corporations. So they exist by power of the state, and if that money dries up, why, they'd go out of business overnight. That's the problem, you see? They're not true churches.
And then they steal the land the churches own, the building and everything else, and it's a racket.
Well,
like
we saw that with
the
first attorney general, John Ashcroft, raiding that church, the First Baptist Church there in Indiana. That was one of the first things he did. The federal government went in and shut him down. You remember that?
Yeah, I think I recall something about that.
Absolutely. That's where the power lies, you see.
I like to urge the Mormon way of life because, I mean, it's the only thing they can't take over because the Mormons all know each other from birth and being in Utah. I think it's the only organization on this planet that the thugs can't take over. The Catholics and
all
Jews
right.
can't take
hey,
over.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your thoughts and your devotion. Thank you, Dan, very
Sir.
Much for your help. And let's take a call from John now in Texas as well. Hello, John.
Hey, Rick, good evening. I guess I'm going to get radical on you here just
all right.
a little bit.
Well, I'm a radical, too.
You like me, I know, but, I'm anyway, we got this problem going on in the world. And I sit back looking at the situation, and it seems like to me that just maybe we're going about this all the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
This problem over in the Middle East, it seems like, long as I can remember back, little kid and everything, there's been this festering sore over in the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
And it goes back thousands of years, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it seems like Israel is always involved in this festering sore.
Yes.
And, I'm thinking, well, somehow, I don't know how, what was the ship they took out? The Constitution? Was that the name of the ship?
No, the Liberty ship.
Liberty,
the American
okay,
ship.
You know.
Yeah. Our ship.
We had that happen, and I haven't gotten over that. That bothers me.
It should. Because these politicians, doesn't bother them at all. Ron Paul would bother, yeah.
I know it doesn't, but, it bothers me. And I'm thinking, well, here we are, and we're trying to basically go around the Middle East and just change not only the Middle East, but portions of the rest of the world, too,
mm-hmm.
to accommodate this little festering sore.
That's right, yes.
And
that's exactly what's happened in a nutshell.
And now it was bad enough that they did it on their own, but we've got drawn into it, and we're doing their dirty deeds. And that bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're being used for suckers. And it seems like to me what we need to do is just get rid of the festering sore, and the rest of the world could get along by itself.
Oh, wouldn't that be an ideal, huh?
Wouldn't that be an idea? And that would probably cut off the snake's head
mm-hmm.
with the root of all of the evil that we've got going on here in our political system. I don't know, but...
I think 95% of all of the opposition in the United States would dry up and bust if that were to happen, my friend.
I mean, push come to shove, it just looks like we need to divorce ourselves from this festering sore.
Now, how do you propose to see that happen? That's the question.
Well, that is a question that would happen.
Hey, if you want to hang on, you may, but I'll tell you what. I got to take a quick break, John. Stay where you are if you wish. Be right back in 3 minutes with more Uncensored Radio Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
The buzzards have control.
We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
That's right. Okay, we're back. Is John still there, our caller?
Yeah.
All right, John. So that was the question. Yes, trying to cut the rattlesnake away from the neck, you know?
And, the exact details, I, you know, don't know how, you know, what they might be, but it would seem to me, in view of the liberty, and it would seem to me that if you look at the Twin Towers situation and you use just basic psychology on it and say pro bono, who benefited? And then we have the Israeli news reporters or whatever, or students or whatever they were.
Yeah, the art students.
They were jumping up and down, and, you know, mm-hmm. It just seems like that they are implicated in not being maybe the primary cause, but they are involved.
Mm-hmm.
But that's beside the point. The only way I can see that we could do it, it would require military intervention. It would have to be swift, and it would have to be deadly.
Mm.
And maybe we need to take a real hard look at just who we are allying with and reconsider some of the decisions that we have made.
Well, again, that sounds marvelous to me, but the reality is that the American public, the cattle, if you will, the Eloi, have been so brainwashed and so conditioned not to even pay attention to these things that they count for naught, I'm afraid. You see, that has been the problem. The media are the first weapon of control for the minds of Americans, and that is where it's at, John.
Israel is like a little spoiled child, you know, and I don't know, you know, even if we didn't go to that extreme, at the very least, she needs to be told to sit down, shut up, and behave.
Yeah, but you see what happens is the child is bigger than the parent, and the child is a monster with a magnum in his hand, and the father and the mother are just weak little spineless jellyfish under his control. You get the picture now?
Yeah.
That's the nature of the beast. And a lot of families are like that, where the parents are intimidated by the child and they're ruled by the child. And that's the reason why mm-hmm. the family has gone down, you see. But we pay for what we've done and we reap what we've sown. And the good man upstairs has the answers. He's the one that's going to take care of it, whether they like it or not, my friend John. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks for your call, buddy. I appreciate your call. Very insightful thoughts and very, very much down to earth, spoken from the heart. And that's all that matters to me. All right. I see the clock telling me I'm already out of my hour's time tonight, but we're going to be doing it tomorrow night all over again. Pay attention. We've invited Robbie Noel from Republic Trading to come on the program and educate us on the economy and what is really to be expected. What are your best bets and how to protect yourselves and your family? Tomorrow night and more coming in the week ahead. So you stay with Republic. Continue to stay online now with more great programming all through the day right here at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll hopefully, Lord willing, see you tomorrow night. Good night, everyone. With